Vice President Dick Cheney arrived today in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh for talks with President Hosni Mubarak. Egypt is the second stop on the Vice President's 11-nation tour of the Middle East to discuss the next phase of the war on terrorism. In Jordan yesterday, he heard resistance to the idea of taking military action against Iraq. He also heard an appeal for the United States to become more engaged in dealing with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He's likely to hear more on both of those subjects today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Sharm el-Sheikh.
One challenge facing the vice president as he shuttles around the Middle East is that he's dealing with people who knew Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein long before most Americans were introduced to him as the villain in the Persian Gulf War. Mohammed Abdelmanim, editor of Rose El Youssef magazine and a former Mubarak aide, says Egyptians have no illusions about Saddam, but they don't understand the American demonization of him. Manheim says they're still waiting for evidence to back up President Bush's charge that Iraq is preparing to launch chemical or biological weapons on an unsuspecting public.
Well, I think that Egypt view will be concentrating on the fact that the devil is not as black as it is painted. We believe that the Iraqis do not possess this kind of mass destruction weapons. You might consider it a rogue country, yes, okay. But they are not a real threat to the international security.
That view is starkly different from the axis of evil message emanating from Washington these days, and it underscores the gap Cheney will be attempting to bridge. At Cairo University, a line of protesting students, boys in front, girls in back, marches inside the gated campus, chanting anti-American and anti-Israeli slogans. The protesters distribute leaflets describing Israel's treatment of the Palestinians, which the students describe as bloodthirsty and murderous. Student Ahmad Morezi says he believes Cheney is trying to dodge making any commitments on the Arab-Israeli issue. It will be impossible for Dick Cheney to ignore the Palestinian issue, he says, and if he tries, Mubarak will bring it up, because it's at the top of his agenda. This issue must be resolved before we solve any other problems. Professor Mohammed Kamel believes that if the Bush administration wants to pursue an agenda in Iraq, it will simultaneously need to pursue an Arab-Israeli agenda. But as a practical matter, he says it doesn't have to be anything like the full-court press Bill Clinton put on. Kamel says all Mr. Bush really needs to do is get the two sides back to the table.
People here, or the Arab leadership, are not worried too much about the final outcome of the negotiations. But you need to bring the Arabs and Israelis back into the negotiating table. So this is very important, and you need to hear a commitment from Mr. Cheney about that.
On Iraq, Kamel believes Egypt will agree on the need for measures short of outright conflict, such as the return of weapons inspectors. But Egyptians would also like to see the easing of sanctions that have hit the Iraqi people so hard for a decade. Cairo University student Yasmin Sami says since Iraq has endured more than a decade of American-led airstrikes and punishing sanctions, an American military action now would likely backfire.
It's going to increase the feelings of frustration, disappointment that the Iraqi people have towards the international community. And most probably, this is going to only foster further terrorism.
Others don't put it as diplomatically. An editorial in the English-language Egyptian Gazette says if Cheney intends to use this trip to market an American anti-Baghdad campaign, quote, he is set for a fiasco. The paper says the argument floating around Washington to tamper with Iraq's destiny is notoriously lame. Some analysts say the U.S. would have more success if it encouraged Arab states to make good on their post-September 11th pledges to crack down on their own terror cells. Egypt is one country that has imposed a severe, its critics say repressive, crackdown on radical groups. The Mubarak government is also fond of its relations with Washington. But as the growing popularity of the Islamic movement here shows, there are limits to how far Mubarak can go toward adopting the more black-and-white U.S. view on what needs to be done about terrorism. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.